Day 6013. I'm an hour and a half away from her, and I am part of a happy family. The Stevens family does not let Saturdays go to waste. No, Mrs. Stevens wakes Daniel up at 9 o'clock on the dot and tells him to get ready for a drive. By the time he's out of the shower, Mr. Stevens has loaded the car, and Daniel's two sisters are raring to go. First stop in Baltimore is the Art Museum for a Winslow Homer exhibit. Then there's lunch at Inner Harbor, followed by a long trip to the aquarium. Then an IMAX version of a Disney movie for the girls. And dinner at a seafood restaurant that's so famous, they don't feel the need to put the word famous in their name. There are brief moments of tension. A sister who is bored by the dolphins. A spot where Dad gets frustrated about the lack of available parking spaces. But for the most part, everyone remains happy. They are so caught up in their happiness that they don't realize I'm not really a part of it. I am wandering along the periphery. I am like the people in the Winslow Homer paintings, sharing the same room with them, but not really there. I am like the fish in the aquarium, thinking in a different language, adapting to a life that's not my natural habitat. I am the people in the other cars, each with his or her own story, but passing too quickly to be noticed or understood. It is a good day, and that certainly helps me more than a bad day. There are moments when I don't think about her, or even think about me. There are moments I just sit in my frame, float in my tank, ride in my car, and say nothing. Think nothing that connects me to anything at all.